540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The Israeli military says its troops are battling Hamas fighters inside Gaza City's biggest hospital. CBS News military consultant and retired Army Colonel Jeff McCausland.
It's one thing to fight an adversary in battle. That's horrific enough. But to try to do it in a hospital that's got newborn babies in incubators, severely injured people, doing it at night with no lights, doing it in confined facilities, this puts these Israeli soldiers in an enormously difficult position to conduct those operations, protect themselves, and avoid all possibilities any additional civilian harm.
American intelligence agencies have confirmed that Hamas is operating and holding hostages in tunnels below hospitals in Gaza. In a powerful show of support, thousands of people came to Capitol Hill on Tuesday to say they are on Israel's side in the fight against Hamas.
Bring them home! Bring them home!
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer among the many speakers at the rally.
Even in its darkest days, the United States has always stood with Israel, and we will do everything to see that that never, ever changes.
Adding Democrat and Republican, House and Senate stand united. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
The House of Representatives yesterday approved a bill that funds the government through early next year. CBS's Scott McFarlane watched things unfold on Capitol Hill.
It funds one-third of the government through January, the other two-thirds through February, and that other two-thirds includes the military. So there's two different bites at the apple members will have to do the things they want to do with spending bills.
The Senate is expected to approve it as well. At least six people were killed yesterday morning when a charter bus carrying high school students to a state school board meeting was rear-ended by a tractor-trailer truck. It happened on I-70 east of Columbus, Ohio. Governor Mike DeWine.
This is our worst nightmare when we have a bus full of children involved in a crash.
Three students on the bus and three people in one of the two passenger vehicles involved in the crash died at the scene. A report released by the White House yesterday shows that every part of the country is being affected by climate change. CBS's Ben Tracy.
The report says U.S. greenhouse gas emissions, mainly from the burning of fossil fuels, are falling, but not quickly enough. Yet wind and solar power are rapidly expanding, now cheaper than burning coal.
The future is very much in human hands, and our choices are really going to determine how hot it's going to get in the future.
Climate scientist Kate Marvel. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The American Family Field Bill is on its way to Governor Evers, and he said he'll sign it. It spends more than $500 million of public money for upkeep to American Family Field. The amended bill passed the state Senate Tuesday morning and then the Assembly late in the afternoon. The amended bill asks more of the Brewers, less of state taxpayers, and adds a tax to non-Brewer events at the stadium. Expect slow going if you're traveling home for Thanksgiving. More than 1 million people in Wisconsin are expected to travel 50 miles or more for the holiday. AAA says that would be the third highest number for Wisconsin since 2019. By far, most will travel by car, but 113,000 plan to fly. A week from tomorrow is expected to be the busiest day at Wisconsin airports. Expect delays up to 80% longer than normal. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks win but lose a player. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks get the win over the Chicago Bulls last night at five-serve form, the final 118-109, but the team learned that they will be without forward Jay Crowder for 2 months. He needs surgery to repair a groin injury. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
You know, let's talk about Jay. It's going to be hard not to have him. His presence is very important to the team, making great plays offensively, so he's definitely going to be missed.
The Bucks head to Toronto to play the Raptors tomorrow night. Baseball. Reports say it appears that the Brewers will name bench coach Pat Murphy as the team's new manager. Craig Counsell says Cubs president Jed Hoyer called and met with him the first day he was a free agent.
Like, the organization is just in great health. Jed presented a very compelling vision of that. It is time to be a Cub. There is momentum happening here, and it feels close.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows level off around 40 overnight under mainly clear skies, southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Highs around 62 tomorrow, lows around 39 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 46 degrees.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and the Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Mattenair.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you for joining us. Greg Bach is here with me in studio. Calvin is on the board. You can always chime in. You can call and or text at 844-967-2789, 844-96-HEARTY. Thank you, Greg Bach. Just a reminder, too, if you want to watch some hoops tonight, well, watch, listen to some hoops tonight. Wisconsin is at Providence with a 5 p.m. tip-off. You can listen to the game at WFHR Homegrown Radio in Wisconsin Rapids, on WRCE News from the Center in Richland Center, and WLAK Lake Air in Amory.
I love radio call letters when they like make a thing.
A thing. It's
yeah.
A thing.
Yeah.
So you can listen to the game tonight starting at 5 o'clock, the tip off, Wisconsin at Providence, on several Civic Media radio stations. Coming up at 11:30, Johnny Watermelon, our colleague here, is going to join us in studio. He's heading up to deer camp on Thursday, and we started talking off air just about deer camp stories and thought it would be fun to hear from Johnny and from you, your deer camp stories at 844-967-2789. Start thinking about it now. We will be taking your calls after 11:30. Stick around for that. Right now, though, the Better Business Bureau is out warning us about an old scam that's got a new twist. It's called the Can You Hear Me scam. Are you familiar with this?
Yes.
You know of the Can You Hear Me scam?
Yes.
This has long been used to coerce businesses into buying office supplies that they never actually ordered. And now they're targeting people, just individual people. So BBB says that consumers say the calls they're getting now are about vacation packages, cruises, warranties. I always get the warranty calls, and even Medicare cards. So far, nobody's reported losing any money, but they keep at it until it hits, right? There will eventually be someone who's going to fall for this.
I no longer get warranty calls. I get text messages about USPS. My inbox, it's not phone calls, so I guess it may not count. It's still a scam.
It's still a scam.
I get text. If you look at my blocked and spammed folder on my phone, it is
enormous.
50 texts of, this is the USPS, your package has arrived, you must contact us right now. And I went from just the typical, like, oh, your car warranty is out of,
sure.
Now this is their jam with me. And I think it happened because I fell for it once. I woke up one Christmas morning, I got a text message. It said, oh, your package didn't arrive. And I clicked on it. I'm like, all right, cool. I put in all my credit card information.
Greg, no.
And within 10 minutes, I realized what I had done. And I went and I clicked through the link again, and I saw the link. I'm like, this is not the United States Postal Service. So I got in my car, I sped to my bank, and I closed out everything that was attached to it. And luckily, nothing happened.
You're fortunate.
Very good to go. Because, you know, they can drain your stuff immediately.
Oh, absolutely.
And it was about 20 minutes from realization to taken care of. But, man, now it...
And isn't it awful, that feeling that you get the 5 minutes after you send that information off, and it's like all of a sudden you get this icky, sick stomach feeling, mm-hmm. like, I think I just did a really... stupid thing.
Yep. And then you got to deal with the panic and trying to fix it, and then the utter frustration and humiliation on yourself.
Right.
You're like, oh, I thought I was a smart person. And that's the thing, is you're not dumb for falling for it. It just, we're just thrown so much information that sometimes you click on the wrong thing, and all of a sudden, kaboom, now you have malware.
Yeah. We're talking about the Better Business Bureau is out with a new warning about an old scam with a new twist. It's called the Can You Hear Me scam. And I think this is targeted for people who are my age and older. Mm-hmm. I'm 63. And I, you know, old people still answer their phones. And so here's how it goes in the original version. Your phone rings, you answer it, and almost immediately they ask, can you hear me? So the whole goal is to get you to say yes.
Yep.
Which we do almost instinctively. You know, sometimes the caller will say, I'm having problems with my headset, you know, fumbling around a little bit. Can you hear me? And what they're waiting for is for you to say yes. Now, the trouble with that is this caller could be a robocall who is recording your conversation, and that yes that you gave can later be edited to make it sound like you authorized a major purchase. Think about that.
Trust
me. It's terrifying.
I think about it more than I should, honestly, but yeah.
Mm. So in this new version, the caller may say, is this Greg Bach? Or some other question where your answer would be a simple yes. So some recent examples, he waited for me to answer yes to, did I get my new Medicare card? I was set with all my cards. I told him so. He just hung up. I redialed the number to see if it was Medicare. There was no such number in service. Yep. Another one of these, can you hear me, robocall? The caller asked if I could hear him, and when I said yes, I believe my response was recorded. Another complaint, I got a call from an unknown number. I had been applying for a lot of jobs, so I answered it. The caller said, hello. I said, hi. The woman said, hello, can you hear me? I said, yes, this is Greg Bach. The caller disconnected.
Yeah.
I tried to call it back, but it wouldn't connect. It said the number was not valid. So oh, yeah. Once they got you recorded saying that, yes, they can edit it, and then who knows what they can buy.
That's...
And rack it up on your cards.
That is one of the reasons why I don't take any phone calls.
That you don't recognize?
Yeah, my phone has, like, there's three layers of security. Like, there's one where you call Jane Mattenair, mm-hmm. and it says Jane Mattenair. I know who you are. That's your phone number. I say hello. Next level is if my phone's not sure, it will allow me to screen the call. So I'll press a button and I'll say, Google is screening this call because it's coming from an unknown number. Please state who you are and what you're calling about. It'll and then send me a little thing saying, hey, it's Jane Mattenair. I need to pick you up for lunch. I'm calling from another number.
Okay.
Then finally, the third one, when it just knows it's a scam call, it'll immediately screen it out and block the number for me.
Oh, that's nice.
It's amazing. I mean, I have hundreds of blocked numbers on my phone now.
So what the BBB suggests that we do is, like you just said, use caller ID to screen your calls.
Yep.
Don't answer unfamiliar numbers. If it's important and you know these people, they're going to leave you a message.
Correct.
Right? Correct. Just hang up.
Yes.
If someone calls and says, can you hear me? Or is this Greg Bach? Don't answer yes, just hang up. And of course, as we become more aware and more suspicious, the scammers change their tactics, right? So you have to be a little suspicious, unfortunately. You just do.
I mean, unfortunately, that's where we're at right now. And I'm just trying to find a word that wasn't suspicious, but yeah, you just gotta be a little more suspicious.
Cautious.
Dang it. Cautious. There you go.
Cautious. You like cautious better?
That's much better.
All right. We're happy with cautious. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Have you fallen for a scam? How did it work? What was the resolution? We have Fred from Cottage Grove is on the line. Good morning, Fred. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, I get those calls too, and I always say, who's calling? And they immediately hang up.
Oh, they just, it's like, whoop, I'm not even going there.
Yeah, a lot of times I've got Verizon, and that identifies the caller. A lot of times it's from some location that I have no idea where it's from or anything else. And if I usually don't answer them. If it's important, they'll leave a message.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Otherwise, if I do answer it, I'll just say, who's calling?
So you've gotten
if they just said something, just who's calling, then I'll hang up.
So you've gotten this one in particular, Fred, where they say, is this Fred? And then you just say, who's calling? And then they hang up.
Whatever they say. They say, well, I'm from Medicare or whatever else or something else. I said, who's calling? And they'll hang up.
Well, good for you. Thank you for calling, Fred. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. If you want to share a scam that you have been a victim of or how you handle them, like Fred, Better Business Bureau says if this happens to you, you should make a note of the number and then report it to them so they can keep track of it and help warn other people. Scam tracker information with government and law enforcement agencies so they can use everything they have to track down these companies. I don't know how often they actually ever catch these people.
I mean, I think it's almost because and you said a couple of the examples that they left, which is, you know, they'll use ghost phone numbers. Essentially, they will commandeer your phone number for a moment, use it for a call, and then boom, it's gone. That happened to me once where excuse me, someone called me. I almost said my phone number over the air. My God. It came up as like two numbers away from my phone number. I was like, this is very odd.
That's strange.
So I picked it up and there was nothing there. So I turned it off or I hung up and then I called the number back and guy goes, hello. I'm like, hi, you called me? He's like, I didn't call you. I'm like, you didn't call me at all. And then I found out what happens. People can use phone numbers that are already in service as a ghost number, call you. And then either it's a number that leads nowhere or it's somebody else. That's the scary thing.
Wow.
That is the reason why I no longer answer any phone calls that I don't recognize. If their name isn't in my contacts, I do not answer it. You can text me or you can leave a message, but I'm not taking your call.
Well, as Fred said, if it's important, they'll leave a message.
Exactly.
And so that's the easiest, I guess, and simplest way to protect yourself. Better Business Bureau also says that you can join the Do Not Call registry, which I have done, but it doesn't.
It's a very narrow scale of who has to abide by that. It's fine, but it's not. It's definitely not a stopping issue. It's just a stopgap, if you will.
And check your bank and credit card statements regularly.
Heck yeah.
For unauthorized charges. The one that I fell for was actually an email, and it was either, I don't remember if it was my Amazon account or my HBO account or something, and your credit card is not working. All of these things, and I was a sucker, and I fell for it. And I'll tell you what happens when we come back.
All right.
You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. Stay with us, and you can share with us, too, at 844-967-2789. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout!
Oh, right! Remember, we're a team that plays together.
Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matner in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach with me in studio. Calvin is on the board. You can always chime in, text and or call at 844-967-2789. Just a reminder, too, tomorrow morning, 10:33, Kristen will be joining us from home, checking in.
I was in the last part, which is before, I was like, wait a minute. Is Kristen going to be on the show tomorrow?
Tomorrow, 10:33. Maybe we'll see Frankie Lou. We'll see how that goes. I did get to see her on Saturday.
Nice. Was it adorable?
It was adorable. She is perfect, essentially. And then when she starts crying, I can leave. So it's really great.
This is yours?
Remember, this baby is your baby.
I'm going to go do something irresponsible now.
Yep. So join us tomorrow morning at 10:33. Stick around. Also, we want to hear your deer camp stories. Johnny Watermelon, our friend and colleague here at Civic Media, is heading up to deer camp on Thursday, and he's going to come in and share the appropriate for air.
The AFA?
Yes, yes, nice. The appropriate for air deer camp stories, and we would love to hear from you as well coming up at 11:33. Right now, though, we're just talking about this new warning from the Better Business Bureau about a new twist on an old scam, the Can You Hear Me scam, where you say yes, and then essentially they can record your yes and edit it out and then use that to make purchases. The new twist on this is they call and say, is this Greg Bach? And you say yes.
Yes.
And then away they go.
So here's a weird thing. What stops someone from recording us right now? You say, is this Greg Bach? I say, yes, on the radio. Someone just puts their recorder.
Are you trying to help this bad people?
I don't know. I mean, like, trust me. Do you think I'm the first one to ever think of it? You think I'm the first? Like, you know, like, I thought I came up with the idea for Let It Be the Record, but I didn't come up with it. The Beatles came up with it before.
Greg Bach putting us all at risk. Thank you, Greg Bach. No, I'm kidding. A texter from the 262 listening on WAUK. We screen our calls. As the last caller said, if it's important, they'll leave a message. Absolutely. Once in a while, for fun, I will answer and make fart noises into the phone. Sometimes it's just the little things.
Is this Greg Bott? What do you think?
It's the little things in life that bring joy. 844-967-2789 if you want to join us. Tom from McFarland is on the line. Good morning, Tom. We're talking scams.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I received the scam where the caller came up as Rock County Sheriff Department.
Uh-oh.
And when I answered, he said he was a detective, and he's calling because of a failure to appear, that I was supposed to be in court. And because I failed to appear, that now there is a warrant for my arrest. And at the time, I'm thinking, like, wow, you know, I didn't even remember we were receiving this. And because he came up as Rock County Sheriff and he gave me his badge number, you initially think that this is legit.
Oh, sure.
But then I started thinking, well, why would they have a detective assigned to a failure to appear case? I mean, talk about low priority. And then when he said, I can take care of this by having a fine or paying that fine, by just coming down to the area, the courthouse, with gift cards, then I knew right away. It's like, I don't think that they're going to be needing gift cards at Rock County Courthouse.
Boy, and they were doing so well, too, Tom, right? Up to that point, doing pretty good.
We take cash, Bitcoin, or Quiznos gift cards. Come down to the back alley of the police department and bring Quiznos gift cards.
Oh, that is so funny, Tom.
That reminds me.
Thank you so much for sharing.
That reminds me of another scam that was happening where, I don't know if this happened to you or to you, Calvin, but you get a phone call or it was a voicemail. It would be like, the FBI are on their way to your house right now to execute a warrant. If you want to be safe, you give us a call with your information. And it's not just like my voice. It's like a robotic, weird voice. It's kind of terrifying because you feel like you're in some sort of, you know, post-apocalyptic.
Dystopian.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and bring every gallon of water you can find.
Jim in Appleton checking in on the text line. Years ago, I got hit by a very similar scam. It took me no longer to say it. I no longer say yes. I answer with it is when I'm asked if it's me or correct when they're looking for a yes.
See, I thought about that too. It's like
correct could still get you in trouble.
I thought affirmative or correct could do that. I you know, go with the 40-year-old virgin. Be like, is this Greg Bach? I don't know. Is it Greg Bach? Can you hear me? Can I hear you? I don't know. Can I hear you? Just keep asking questions.
Fun with scammers.
Yeah, exactly.
Fun with scammers.
But you said you had something happen to you.
I did. So I got this email. And again, I don't remember if it was my Amazon card or HBO or whatever. We're having problems processing your payment.
Yeah.
There's a problem with your card. And it looks legitimate. It looks like a legitimate email. And so I clicked on it.
Yep.
I entered a new card. Within 3 days, there were bogus charges on my card. So
how
I
much did they get from you?
It was only about $138. So they were having a slow day.
Yeah.
I don't know. But still, then you have to cancel the card and you have to, you know, it's going through the hassle. It's a pain in the neck.
One of the things I was watching, I can't remember what it was, but they said, excuse me, they said that if you get an email like that, always click on the email address because it's never just going to be like customer service or info at, like, let's say HBO.com. It's not going to be that company, but it's not going to look like, it's going to be, you know, 487XQ9 at something, something other.
So that's your heads up.
Yeah. If you get what looks like, if you think it's a scam email, look at the email it's coming from. And it's usually going to be something really screwed up looking. And most of these companies, they're going to tell you up front, we're not going to take your credit card information over email, social security. Do not give that stuff out
ever.
If, you know, they have other means, you're usually going to a secure website and going through encryption and whatnot.
Right. And that you can tell with a little lock.
Yes, exactly.
That's in the upper left-hand corner.
Exactly.
I just always worry about the elderly who are not necessarily tech savvy. Yeah. I know that people, that's shocking to some, that people my age are not always up on everything. So
you're not elderly though.
I'm 63. I'm officially a senior citizen.
I know, but you're not elderly. There's a difference between senior citizen and elderly. Senior citizen is like your age. Elderly is like, I remember when Truman dropped the bomb.
Gosh, thank you. I feel like a spry young thing of 55.
You know, there you go. Exactly. You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
I'm not going to scam you on compliments, that's for sure.
Thank you so much, Greg Bach. All right. When we come back, Deer Camp stories from Deer Camp, only good stories. We want this to be a fun, upbeat.
Appropriate,
yes. And no naughties. Please, because we don't want Kelvin to have to go rushing for the dump button and make sure everything's cleared up. Johnny Watermelon will be joining us when we come back, so stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Israel says its troops have been fighting Hamas militants inside Gaza City's biggest hospital. Tzach Sahar is Israel's deputy consul general in New York.
Hamas is a terrorist organization
who embedded its fighters and capabilities and weapons in and under the Shifa Hospital. And by the way, it's not the only hospital where they did it.
Israel's President Isaac Herzog spoke live via satellite from the Western Wall in Jerusalem to tens of thousands of people who gathered on Capitol Hill yesterday, showing their support for Israel's fight against Hamas.
Let us cry out together, never again.
On this vote, the yeas are 336. The nays are 95. Two-thirds being in the affirmative, the rules are suspended. The bill is passed.
The House has approved a temporary funding bill keeping the government open until early next year. The bill now goes to the Senate, where approval is expected. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A number of Republican voting rules are one step closer to becoming constitutional amendments. One of the proposed amendments, passed by the state Senate Tuesday, would require voters to show a photo ID issued by the state of Wisconsin. Another would require voters in Wisconsin to be U.S. citizens. A third would ban local governments and elections officials from using private donations to pay for their work. Wisconsin schools are doing better, according to the latest accountability report cards from the State Department of Public Instruction. 378 public school districts were evaluated, and 94% of them met, exceeded, or significantly exceeded expectations. DPI says achievement improved from last year to this year, though for many schools and districts, this year's performance is lower than before the pandemic. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows level off around 40 overnight, under mainly clear skies, southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Highs around 62 tomorrow, lows around 39 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 45 degrees.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us. and click on the Careers tab.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
I'm a deer hunter, how do you do? I got this deer hunting rapping tale for you.
I'm so excited, it's my favorite time of year. I love to feast my buns, chasing trophy deer. But don't clap your hands to the stomping of the feet, cause yeah, he's like me, he can't keep a steady beat, no.
Come on, I guess get with the beat, hey.
Good morning, welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matt-Mayer in for Kristen Bry, Calvin on the board, Greg Buck with me in studio, and joining us, our friend and colleague, bringing props and sound effects, our very own Johnny Watermullen. Thank you so much for joining
us,
Johnny.
Sure, how are you doing, Jane and Greg? Thank you for having me on today.
Well, I'm certainly more awake now with the blaze orange that you're wearing. If you're watching on the stream, that should really grab you.
Yeah, you can definitely see Johnny Watermullen right now. He's very here.
I thought I'd get in costume for you guys today when you invited me in to do this little segment. I thought, you know what? I'm going to go home and get a couple props. So I'm in my blaze orange today. And safety first when you're out in the field with firearms.
That's
man.
Right.
That's the key. So,
that's right.
So that's where I got that.
So you hunt with firearms?
Absolutely. Yeah, I bow hunt and crossbow, and I do firearms. So.
Crossbow?
He just got a deer.
Yeah, I just got a deer with my crossbow a couple weeks ago.
I don't know why that's... I don't know. Like, crossbow is such a movie
Renaissance
weapon
thing.
Medieval?
Like a movie weapon to me. Like
Game of Thrones.
Gather the crossbow. We're taking the wall by night. Oh, we're going to get a deer.
These compound crossbows that they make now are remarkable.
They're incredible. They're like shooting a gun, really. They have so much energy behind that bolt is what it's called. Not the arrow, but a bolt in a crossbow. And I got a cute little story for you, as long as we're on the crossbow thing.
Sure.
I was in my stand the other day and patiently waiting for this deer to come in. And a little chickadee landed right on the broadhead. Now, those broadheads are literally razors, okay? So they're very, very sharp, and he grabbed onto that thing.
Oh, my.
And just looked at it and went, cheep, 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 cheep. And then he flew up the bolt about 6 inches away from my face, and I thought, my God, how cool is this? And he's looking at me. He knows I'm a critter, and he's going, cheep, 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 cheep. And he looks, and I go, it can't get any better. He flies up and lands on my head.
Oh, Johnny. Boop.
Yeah, it was just so cool. You know, it was really a back-to-nature thing. It was such a kumbaya moment. You don't get that unless you're bow hunting.
Well,
you're in a stand like that, being quiet, camoed up.
Exactly. We talked about hunting a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And another texter had shared with us the same thing. He said, there's nothing better than being up in a stand. And he actually hangs a bird feeder.
Yeah. Yeah, my friend Todd does that occasionally. Yep.
So he can... Yeah, they have a lot of interaction with the birds.
And another quick little story is I was out in the same stand last year, and it was getting a little bit dark. It was still, like you could see, but on my compound bow, I have sights that have lights on them, okay?
Sure.
So just you could see a little bit when it gets right before quitting time. And I'm sitting there, and I'm just quiet as a mouse. There's nothing going on. And unbelievable, an owl came in with his talons out trying to grab at that lighted sight.
Oh,
and it scared the hell out of me. I mean, it really did. And at the last moment, it turned and landed on the branch next to me. And I was just like, my heartbeat went up. And I've seen a lot of critters in the woods. That thing really scared me. It was so weird. And they're silent flyers. I don't know if you know this about owls.
Very quiet.
But they're very, very quiet. They're so stealth. And I was just sitting there minding my own business. And this owl comes in with both talons coming in for that sight. And was like, holy mackinoli.
What do you think he thought it was?
I think he thought it was some kind of a little bird of prey.
Or their
like
eyes.
A squirrel or
maybe
something.
He thought they were eyes.
I thought it was a reflection in the setting sun, maybe a squirrel or something. But I got to tell you, that set me straight, and I was kind of done. He sat there for about 20 seconds, maybe 30 seconds, and he took off, kind of looked at me and did that crazy owl neck thing that they do.
It's like, don't ever come to my neighborhood again.
I know, it's like I was trespassing, you know, so he straightened me out.
Oh, man. Well,
I bet that was a scary moment.
I bet.
Yeah,
it's kind of weird. I bet that woke you up.
Yeah, it really did. I was glad, and I was just bragging about that to my buddy Todd when I went back to deer camp, and I'm telling him the story, and he's just like, wow, that's never happened to me. And it's like, that was the first time for me, dude, and I've been in the woods for a long time on a lot of occasions, so that was really cool.
And even having the bird land on your head.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. I mean, that just doesn't happen.
You know, it was such a peaceful moment with that chickadee. I was telling my friends how spiritual and kind of a kumbaya thing that was, and the reverence and the non-threatening posture of that little bird. It's just like, you know, he knew I was a living creature, And we just kind of had like this little bonding moment, and he was cool. And then a little shortly while after that, a red squirrel came up the tree and went right behind me, right behind my neck and my ear, and was checking me out. And they do what they call kind of what we call kind of bitching. And they beep, 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 beep. And he was upset that I was kind of in his turf. And I said, you know what? The gig's kind of up. So then I packed up my stuff and I went
You're
home.
Not afraid they're going to bite you?
Well, not really. I mean,
can't
they're...
figure out if the animals love you or hate you.
I think they're into me, man. You know? I attract all kinds of critters when I'm up there. It's so much fun to see all the different animals that come through. You know, the raccoons, the rabbits, all the blue jays. You know, anything that... I've even seen coyotes come through. It's just a lot of fun. I saw a couple of bear and just, it's very interesting to be that close, that quiet, and just be part of that whole, interactive circle of nature and not being in a threatening way.
Yeah.
Just a beautiful thing. The bow hunting thing.
That,
so
that's really, yeah. That's, yeah, really, really cool. Cool. If you want to share a deer camp story, 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party.
You can call and or text. Would love to hear your deer camp stories. Now, Johnny, you're leaving on Thursday for deer camp. Where do you hunt?
I have had the privilege to hunt at a place in Buffalo County. Okay, so I've got a very good friend that I've had for a long, long time. His name is Glenn Ponke. Him and his son, Austin, allow me to hunt their property for the last 38 years.
Wow.
And if anybody, you deer hunters out there, you know how prized it is to be able to hunt in that territory. Buffalo County.
So now this is way up north, and it's right along the river.
It's actually west. Well, it's more west.
Northwest.
It's on the Mississippi River. Yeah, it's northwest. So if you know where La Crosse is for your geographical marker, take about another, say, 60, 70 miles north on the Mississippi. That's Buffalo County.
Okay.
So it's been known for a long time to produce these incredible bucks. And I think it has something to do with the minerals in the soils and the rock formations and just the plant life there. But it's got a long history of producing huge bucks. So I just got a picture the other day of a guy that did a bull kill up there, 16 points. I mean, that thing was massive. It was a huge bodied deer. It was the biggest buck I've ever seen get harvested out of that area. It's just incredible. And I got to tell you, Austin and Glenn have shot a lot of big deer. I was lucky enough to harvest a nice one a few years ago, but Austin is the go-to guy at deer camp. If you want to have a good shot at a nice deer,
yep,
hang around with Austin because he really knows his deer hunting stuff. He can really push. He drives. He's a quick gun. He's just a lot of fun to hang out with.
Well, that's really cool. How on earth do you get an animal that large out of the woods?
Well, here's the thing, okay? So at that point during gun season, it's a little bit different than bow season because they're a little more threatened. They smell all the scent in the air. They hear all the hunters and that sort of stuff. They're off their natural patterns, and they're just kind of running around trying to get to a safe place. A lot of them park until they get pushed, and that's why deer hunters do drives.
Right.
Okay? But for the most part, they can do a couple of things where the girl deers go, and what they're saying is, hey, nice buckaroo, what are you doing tonight?
And are you busy later?
Are you busy?
Should have had Calvin pull up some sexy music. I just, you know.
Why, hello, Miss Doe. I'm ready to go. And they get together. So that's the kind of thing. So that's the mating, and the rut season is what they call when they're in rut. And they're chasing each other around trying to make whoopee. So when they get out of their regular patterns, their senses of security, and they take more risks when they want to breed, okay?
Sure.
So they're out of their natural kind of safeguard elements, and the bucks start to do stupid stuff, okay?
They're not thinking.
They're not
well, they're
on
thinking,
their normal
They're not
patterns.
Thinking with their head.
Yeah,
I mean, the thing is that just shows how we're all connected as men. Yeah, we've all done that thing where, like, I shouldn't go in that house right now, but, man, I might make out with a girl.
Right.
Here we go.
I shouldn't buy her a drink, but I think I'm going to see where it ends up.
Yeah.
So that's how that thing happens, and we've just been so fortunate in that piece of property and with those guys to really have successful hunts over the years, and we're just really lucky to have that spot. So,
well, you never answered my question though.
Oh, I'm sorry.
With a 16 point buck.
Yeah.
Do you use an ATV to get it out of there?
You would have to, because it was a really big body deer. And I'll tell you, the cliffs during the bluffs, it's right on the Mississippi River.
It's supposed to be okay? So beautiful.
It is an incredible place to spend some time in. But the cliffs, the vertical degree, literally, are about 30 to 40% in some of the easy places, okay? Now, these drivers have to walk up these cliffs to drive the deer to the standers. So it's incredibly hard. So that's why the young guys in camp get nominated to do that. Now, we all did enough of that, but now the older dudes like me, we're standers, and we sit on top of the ridge. And it's very difficult. And yes, to answer your question, we use a lot of ATVs and ropes.
Yeah, you'd
most
have
of
to.
The time we pull them down the ridge.
Okay.
Once in a while, if they're close up to the top, we'll pull them out. But we use ATVs.
We're talking Deer Camp stories. Johnny Watermelon, our colleague here at Civic Media, is heading up to Deer Camp on Thursday. If you want to share yours, you can call and or text at 844-967-2789.
So what is the biggest deer you've ever gotten? And what is the biggest deer you've ever seen gotten that wasn't gotten by you?
The biggest one I ever got was, we'll call it a 10 point. He was missing one little tine because he was a fighter and it was during kind of the rut scene. But I shot a really nice deer off of Glenn's property several years ago, and it's actually mounted in kind of his bar area there. And that's probably the biggest one that I ever got. And it was a very big deer. I just was so happy and proud to harvest that animal. And then the biggest one I've ever seen come off of that particular piece of property was shot by Austin, and it was really about a 12-point deer. So it was a big buck, had long tines, and it was a big-bodied deer. So it was just
that
really...
Like saying they're husky?
Oh, the ladies love them when they're husky.
It's not a fat deer,
they got
it's big
the big,
bone.
Big,
he's a big
thrown-out necks, you know. They got the big husky blown-out necks. Yeah, so those are some of the big ones, and there's quite the mounts in that area that Glenn's got this nice bar area, and there's a lot of deer hanging up there.
Wow.
And we're fortunate to harvest a lot of does and take some bucks. And the rules change a little bit from year to year where the guys will say, you know what, this year we're only taking basket six, or we're only taking eights, or that kind of thing.
Okay. Wait, what is it? Say that again. We're only taking what, six?
Basket six is kind of like what they call a little basket on the antlers.
Okay.
It's like a little, it kind of shapes like in a little basket.
Okay.
Or, you know, the guys might say, you know what, this deer for deer management, we don't want to shoot anything less than an eight or something like that. Or sometimes they'll say, you know what, let's keep in good communication. Everybody's got cell phones, this, you know, now. You know, we're going to take half a dozen does or whatever the number is. And then we're going to kind of settle down and reassess the deal.
Regroup.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Share your deer camp stories with us. We got just a couple of minutes. Can we get a quick one in, and then we'll share more after the break?
Sure. Do you want me to tell a quick story now?
Real quick.
Okay, find one. It's the five spirit deer. I was in my stand that I've been in for years, and these guys were driving some deer, and I saw them coming up the ridge, and I thought, okay, get ready, Johnny. Here it is, and there he was. And I've done this several times. I had my 30-06 with me with a scope. It was a bolt action. Here come the deer, and they kind of stop right underneath me. It's like, I got to go open sights, can't get them in the scope. Next thing I know, I find the first one, squeeze it off, bam, 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 and I'm shooting these deer. And I'm thinking, we're going to be done. It's going to be an early season. Sure. We're going to the hot tub. It's going to be great. Get down there, get up, and everybody's going, hey, you know, Johnny, you must have, you did a great job, right? Go down there. Not a single deer. Not a drop of blood.
You missed all of them?
I missed five deer. So when Joel Clayfish tells about people missing deer, that was my humble moment, and I call that the five spirit deer story. So, bummer.
Sometimes they get away. Sometimes they get away. Stay with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
He looked at me and yawned, and then a flash of white, and there he was.
Gone.
It's all right, Clyde. Don't worry about it.
Well, seven men got up, and then one fell down. A big lump of blaze horn shaking on the ground. At first I thought he was one of the boys, but it was a no brother good in law man from Illinois.
Send him back on the next plane, you know.
Did you see the 30-pointer?
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 As we jumped into the truck, then I'm going to get that 30-point buck.
I'm going to get that 30-point buck. I'm going to get that 30-point buck.
30-point buck.
You
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Up US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Visit RobertHackDiamonds.com.
Up North News Radio with Hack Brighton. The Shaw, WAUK. Are you asking the court to...
Shot no big rack buck. No one ever stops to peek in the bed of my truck.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinier in for Kristen Bry, Calvin on the board, Greg Mock, and Johnny Watermelon with me in studio. I highly recommend you jump on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter. Johnny not only dressed up in his blaze orange, he brought props as we're talking about deer camp and heading up to deer camp. He's leaving on Thursday to go up around to around La Crosse.
Looks Buffalo County.
Buffalo County. It looks just beautiful up there. What other deer camp stories can you can we share on the radio without getting in trouble?
Sure. Well, when I was a younger man, there was probably some stuff that was a little more outside of GP, but we'll stick to the GP stuff here. You know, mostly they're field stories. I'll give you another one here. That I was in the Alpha One of what they call the fingers of the ridges there, and Kettner, a guy by the name of Mike Kettner, was doing a little drive with Glenn, and they were pushing these deer, and all of a sudden I hear, "Here they come!" You know, and they're just, I could, like, something's happening.
Yep.
So I, you know, they're on the move. Perk up, they're moving, and sure enough, two does and a nice buck came running out towards me, and they damn near ran me over, Jane. I mean, I got down on one knee to kind of protect myself because they were coming hard. They had no idea I was there. Okay, these deer were just running for their lives because they were scared that Glenn and Mikey were pushing them. So, and I had my automatic shotgun at that time, and I was fortunate enough to harvest all three of them. So I got a trifecta.
No
in that thing.
Kidding.
Yeah. Bam, bam, bam. So that was an opposite of the five spirit deer deal. Yeah. So I was pretty fortunate there. So, you know, that's one cute story. And then the other one that I think comes to mind is I was hunting with Glenn's dad, Kenny, which is a fabulous guy. We were in his blind, or his stand, I guess we'll call it. And Glenn pushes just a huge buck, man. He goes, "Here he comes. He's a big one." You know, and he's got this deer on the run that runs right by us. And it was a bitterly cold day that day. And Kenny, you know, he's the senior deer hunter, so he gets first shot at everything, right?
Sure.
Okay. And he kind of lifts up his gun, and he can't pull the trigger, and I'm going, "Shoot him, Kenny, shoot him." And he just goes, I can't, my fingers are froze. Oh no. And the thing's kind of, you know, turning away. So I lift up my gun, and by then it was just a little bit kind of a long shot, and let one go. And, you know, the deer got away. So anyway,
some of them are always going to get away.
Yeah. So, it's, you know, sometimes it happens and sometimes it doesn't. But that was a great story, you know, showing that these deer are very elusive. They're moving a lot faster than you think. And, you know, it's just a lot of fun to be out in the field and they have those experiences with all the guys at deer camp.
See, I would love to go sit up in somebody's stand and hang a bird feeder and hang out, you know, for 4 hours.
Right.
Just to be, as you said, to be part of that whole cycle of nature and being able to be there as a quiet observer.
If you want to come over to my house and sit in the backyard, that's fine. We got birds.
Quite the same.
I mean, we got birds. I mean, so we don't need deer. I can get one of those things and just walk across the yard and be like,
I have a bird feeder too.
I'm just Look, you propose that you have
a, You're offering options.
Yes.
I appreciate that.
I'm offering hope, as Joe Sapecki.
That's so nice of you, Greg Buck.
Yeah, I'm here to help.
Really, well, really appreciate
it. You know, that.
That
leads me into another story about a good friend of mine, Todd. His dad used to deer hunt out of his kitchen window. Okay. Yeah, when you gasp like that, I think it's actually legal. I'm not sure of the whole rules, and I'm not going to divulge too much here, but... this guy, he was such a cool dude, and he couldn't move around very well, okay?
Okay.
And he would have a cup of coffee and sit at his kitchen table with a mirror. He would have the news on and the TV, and he'd be watching TV every once in a while. He'd lift up a little mirror and look back at the pond where the potato pile was. And if a deer would come in, he'd open up the kitchen window and harvest his animal and then go, "Hey, you kids.
Go get him.
Go get that deer for me." You know, that kind of thing. So it was kind of a cute little story about what happened.
No, there. I won't.
Well, what have you found, Johnny, because you've been doing this for a long time, as far as the younger generations of hunters, are you seeing, because numbers are down,
yeah,
at least as far as the number of licenses, I think, that are getting issued.
They are. It's a dying breed, really.
Is it because of chronic wasting disease? Is it... the expense? Is it just a combination of all these things?
I think that has something to do with it, Gene, but I think, you know, the big part of that equation is the aging hunter, okay? So a lot of folks are just kind of aging out of this process, and they're not reintroducing it to the younger generation, okay? And hats off to Joel Clayfish and Danielle for having their program and reintroducing this great sport and all the different sports that are available in the state of Wisconsin. What a great place to grow up and to have this ability to,
sure,
to be able to harvest your own food like that. So, but I think it's just, you know, a lot of things are going on. The chronic wasting disease certainly doesn't help. It makes me a little iffy.
A little twitchy.
We're always processing our own deer because we want to be very, very careful about how that happens.
Yep.
The aging population and the regulations, just all this combination of stuff and young people like, you know, why hurt the nice little deer, you know, kind of thing. All those things kind of come into play, Jane. That's what I think is going on there.
Well, and I think it's interesting that you say that because we were talking about car deer crashes,
mm-hmm,
which are just up massively because the deer herd is pretty big in Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's huge.
I mean, we need to do some thinning out.
Well,
you guys.
That was the question I had. If the deer hunting population dwindles, what is going to be the management? What is going to be the means of control of keeping that population down then?
Yeah. Well, that's a great question. And I think that's something that I think a lot of us from the hunter, the guy that's in the field, I have some challenges, and I think a lot of the people that I hunt with have some challenges the way the DNR is managing these herds. I think a lot of it's knee-jerk reaction. I think they're guessing a lot, you know, because how do they get all these numbers and data? Do they flyovers and count these deer? You know,
how are they coming up with that number?
You know?
Yeah.
So it's just a frustrating thing, and how they're going to manage it, I don't know, Greg. That's a great question.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so very much for joining us at the last minute.
My pleasure.
Johnny Watermelon, be safe up north. When you leave on Thursday for deer camp,
do you hear something, Jane? What do you hear?
That means Todd Alba's show is coming up next.
Oh, I thought that was a Randy deer in the forest.
No, stick around. The news is next, followed by the Todd Alba show from noon to 2 o'clock. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin. You're listening on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Maybe get Tiffany to break up with old Lee. She come hunt with me. That'd be a lot of fun right there. Sure ain't looking too good for me right now. All I ever see is cocktail and hearing deer snorting running off. What's the difference between a rub and a scrape anyway?
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK, and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Israeli forces are reported to be